The Arabian Nights, Aladdin and the Wonderful Lamp. Narrated by Katie Haig. Far away, on the other side of the world, in one of the great wealthy cities of China, there once lived a poor tailor called Mustafa. He had a wife whom he loved dearly, and an only son whose name was Aladdin. But, sad to say, although the tailor was good and industrious, his son was so idle and bad that his father and mother did not know what to do with him. All day long he played in the streets with other idle boys, and when he grew big enough to learn a trade, he said he did not mean to work at all. His poor father was very much troubled, and ordered Aladdin to come to the workshop to learn to be a tailor. But Aladdin only laughed, and ran away so swiftly that neither his father nor mother could catch him. "Alas," said Mustafa sadly, "I can do nothing with this idle boy." And he grew so sad about it that at last he fell ill and died. Then the poor widow was obliged to sell the little workshop and to try to make enough money for herself and Aladdin by spinning. Now it happened that one day when Aladdin was playing as usual with the idle street boys, a tall, dark old man stood watching him, and when the game was finished, he made a sign to Aladdin to come to him.
"What is thy name, my boy?" asked this old man, who, though he appeared so kind, was really an African magician.
"My name is Aladdin," answered the boy, wondering who this stranger could be.
"And what is thy father's name?" asked the magician.
"My father was Mustafa the tailor, but he has been dead a long time now," answered Aladdin.
"Alas!" cried the wicked old magician, pretending to weep. "He was my brother, and thou must be my nephew. I am thy long-lost uncle."
And he threw his arms round Aladdin's neck and embraced him.
"Tell thy dear mother that I will come and see her this very day," he cried, "and give her this small present."
And he placed in Aladdin's hands 5 gold pieces. Aladdin ran home in great haste to tell his mother the story of the long-lost uncle.
"It must be a mistake," she said. "Thou hast no uncle."
But when she saw the gold, she began to think that this stranger must be a relation, and so she prepared a grand supper to welcome him when he came. They had not long to wait before the African magician appeared, bringing with him all sorts of fruits and delicious sweets for dessert.
"Tell me about my poor brother," he said, as he embraced Aladdin and his mother. "Show me exactly where he used to sit."
Then the widow pointed to a seat on the sofa, and the magician knelt down and began to kiss the place and weep over it. The poor widow was quite touched and began to believe that this really must be her husband's brother, especially when he began to show the kindest interest in Aladdin.
"What is thy trade?" he asked the boy.
"Alas," said the widow, "he will do nothing but play in the streets."